sir. Thank you so very much. So who's going to... Say the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, Mr. Grubbs?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Christopher Daniel Grubbs, Jr., 290705.
Okay, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. You have the Honorable Mr. Luis Quinones. You have the Honorable Mr. Dr. C.T. Wright. You have the Honorable Mr. David Neal and myself. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Also with us representing the Department of Correction, or as well as the parole officers, Mr. Westby. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. On that form, it also notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself, Mr. Grubbs?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, Mr. Grubbs, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. I am going to read you the one allegation that you have on your warrant. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer one work day on October 2nd, 2017, after being discharged from the Reborn Assistance located at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 30th, 2017. Sir, says the offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Grubbs, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the term and condition of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he was an absconder.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Grubbs, and get any additional information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Westby.
On August 23rd, 2017, Mr. Grubbs was released from DOC. He was arrested November 14th, 2017 by DOC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 14th, 2017 with an adjusted CSED of April 5th, 2018, which reflects 43 abscondes. His current conviction, 2017, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years. He has a prior conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 8 months. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There is no gang information noted. A prior term of supervision in 2014, it was a TIS release, completion, 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2011, marijuana violation, Arizona, guilty other sanction. 2013, aggravated assault, Arizona, guilty other sanction. His community risk score is G2E4.
Okay, Mr. Grubbs, I see that you were approved to stay at the Reborn Assistance House located at 1302 West Becker Lane. You were discharged on September 30th due to self-admission of using alcohol. Is that what happened? What happened with you at Reborn, sir?
I made a mistake and went out, had a couple drinks. When I come back to the house, they asked me to take a UA and the panel tested for alcohol, so I admitted to using the alcohol, and in doing so, I was scared of reporting to my parole officer, which is why I did never return the calls or go into the office as I was supposed to. I just had good things going for me, and I was in fear that if I go turn myself in, that she would then place me back in the DOC, and I take full responsibility for my actions. You know, I made some mistakes, and I'm just ready to move on and get this chapter of my life over with.
Okay. So what were you doing during that 43 days that you were under contract?
I remained my sobriety. I was working full time with Sunwest Builders. I was just staying at my girlfriend's house, going to and from work, and that was all I was doing.
Okay, and you say you didn't contact your PO because you were afraid?
Yeah.
So were you afraid that they were gonna, that had they issued, did you know they had issued a warrant or?
No, she had called and left a message saying that if I didn't return the call or come into the office, that she would issue a warrant. And at that point I figured I was already too far to redeem myself in any way, so I just stayed away, being dumb.
Yeah, because generally the POs try to reach out to you before they violate you. Or issue a warrant to get you to come into the office to see what they can do to sanction or put you in some program, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing the board has no additional questions for you, Mr. Grubbs, prior to going into discussion, I want to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to this board that you have already not already stated, and please do not repeat yourself, sir.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, have it remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Mr. Grubbs was out on community supervision. He did admit to drinking alcohol at the Reborn Assistance Center, which is no tolerance for drugs. He was discharged from there. He said that he did receive the calls from his PO, but he felt like it was too late for him to redeem himself, so he just went and stayed as a girlfriend, and he continued to work, but said he didn't use any alcohol after that time. However, he was absconding, so we have no way of knowing if he actually used alcohol, because he had the opportunity to be out there, and he chose to use alcohol and then turn around and abscond. I don't think Mr. Grubbs would be suitable for community supervision, although he will be released on April 5th, 2018. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. And no comments coming from the colleagues, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Grubbs, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about the lapse of the criminal ways or company, as he had started drinking alcohol. He did at least on one occasion, and he was absconding, and we have no real idea what he was doing during that period of time. That is going to be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Grubbs, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on April 5th of 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any community supervision, and you won't have to report to any parole officer. Hope that you will take the time that you are left in incarceration, put together a plan so that when you get out, you become a productive citizen, not have any negative law contact with law enforcement, or ever have to come back before this board again. Sir, again, thank you for participating in your hearing at this time.
All right, thank you.